Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. So let's take it two lines down. The Gemara, the two dots, quotes from Abba Rabbi Meir, Kal Vachomer. So the mission yesterday's daf, the beginning of the parak, had a machlokas. If a person said he didn't eat, but two Edom said he did eat chaylev, so Rabbi Meir felt, well, if two Edom could bring a person to Misa, so certainly two Edom could bring a person to bring a karban. And Chacham said no, because he could always say, yes, I ate, I agree, you're right, I ate, but I ate b'mezid. And if a person eats chaylev b'mezid, he's actually not chayv a karbon. And for that reason, Chachamim say that we trust the individual. When the individual says he didn't eat, we trust him over the two edim. So Gemara wants to understand, what's the reason behind the rabban? Why do we believe the one individual, the person himself, over the two edim? Two edim always are believed more than the person himself. So Gemara has a suffix. Do we say, mishum the adam neman al atzma yosmi me'ish? Is it simply because a person knows himself better than other people? So there's a certain nemanus of a person over the nemanus of Edis. Is it an inyan of nemanus? Odoma, perhaps, it's not about we trust him more than we trust two people, more than trusting 100 people. Rather, it's mishum the amrinan migo. We could apply a migo, which is not about nemanus per se, but it's about we could redefine what he said, re-understand what he had said, meaning what? Mishum da amrinan migo. Dibai Amar Mezaisi, since he could have said Mezid Upater, that gives him greater strength. Ki Amar Nami Lochalti, so then therefore when he said I didn't eat anything at all, Mehemen Upater. So the ability for him to have another option of what to say, and he didn't say the other option, he said he could have said B, but instead he said A, so why didn't he say B? It must be, B was a better claim. He could have said Mezid Aisi. But instead he said Lochalti, that must be telling us, he's telling us the truth. Because otherwise he would have taken the clear, if he was really a liar, he would have said, oh, I was mazed. And that would have beat out the Edom saying, you ate, you're right, I ate, but it's been mazed. But since he said, lo achalti, so we're able to trust him more in this particular case because he has amigo, because he has another option of what to say. So Gemara is going to make it a little bit clearer now, just flesh out this concept a little bit more. The Gemara says, Lemifsha Amainafkamina, what's the difference whether it's about because we trust the person more than two Edim, or because the person himself has a migo, that migo gives him a greater nemanus. So what's an afkamina? Lemifsha minay letuma. A question of whether or not regarding, we were talking about in the Mishnah about eating chaylev, but let's say it's an issue of tumah. Let's say a person was tameh and he entered into the Beis HaMikdash, and the Edim say, we saw you become tameh, we saw you enter the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayv a karbon. And he says, no, lo nitmeitei, I didn't become tamei, I wasn't tamei. So what's the din? Di amis, if we're going to say tamayo di rabban, the reason for rabban and why we trust the one person over it to aid him, is because mishum de adam ne'aman al atzmo yosmi meish. We trust one person, the person himself, more than 100 other people. And therefore, there shouldn't be a distinction, lo shna tuma chadasha, lo shna tuma yishana. We don't care if he became tuma right now, and we don't care if he became a tuma yesterday, 2 days ago, 100 days ago. Regardless of whatever type of tumah, we just trust the person more than we trust anyone else. Why? Because no one, if we look at the top Rashi and Yud Beis Amar Aleph, Rashi says, why is Adam Neman al Atma? Why do we trust the person more than other Edom? The two Edom say he killed someone. He said, no, I didn't kill anyone. We don't trust the guy, we trust the two Edom. Because in this case, Rashi explains, Adam Neman al Atma, b'divarim sheyesh bam kapara, when it's something that requires a kapara, lo mimne la suye chatas liskaper neged kono. A person's not going to refuse from giving the kapara. Everybody wants to have a kapara. So he's not going to hold back. So we trust him. If he really deserved a chatas, he would say he deserves a chatas. He's not going to lie to avoid getting a kapara. So for that reason, we trust him in this particular case. So if it's all about we trust him because he really truly wants kapara more than 100 edim, so we don't really care whether they're accusing him of a tumah that was yeshana, that was old, or a tumah chadash that happened just right now before he entered the Beis HaMikdash. We always trust him more than anybody else. But Amrit, if you're going to say tamayo di rabban, the reason for the rabban why we trust him over the 100 edim is mishum damrinam migahu, because the migah, he could have said mezid ha'isi, but he didn't, therefore we trust him. Well then, that's true of Pratulei Rabbanim Atuma Yishana. That's true if Chacham say he became, if they claimed he became Tamei last week. And he said, yes, I was Tamei, but I was Mazed. But Aval Matuma Chadasha, but if he became Tuma right and Tamei right now, and there's no time, maybe I backtrack for a second. If it was a Tuma Yishana, he could have said, yes, I was Tamei, but Tavalti, if I went to the Mikveh, that was the Migo in the case of Tuma. By the case of Chalev, the Migois, he could have said, Mezid, I said, I was Mezid. In the case of Tumah, he could have said, Tavalti, yes, I was Tameh, but I went to the mikveh already. So that Migov that I went to the mikveh is only true of a Tumah Yeshana, an old Tumah. But let's say they said, we saw you became Tameh the moment you walked into the base of Migdash, which means there is no moment where you could have went to the mikveh. So then if it's all predicated on a Migov, then we wouldn't trust him if it's a Tumah Chadasha. But a Tumah Chadasha, he'd be Mechayev a Karban, because it's not about we trust him more than others, it's about the Migo. And that's an afkamina. Do we trust him even up against a Tuma Chadasha, or do we not trust him in the case of a Tuma Chadasha? So my time, the Gemara explains a little bit further now, my time up, why is there a chilip between Yeshana versus a Chadasha? I just told you what it was, but now the Gemara is going to explain this. My time up, because Tuma Yeshana, an old Tameh, what's the Migo he could have said about Tuma? Migo di Bay Amar Tabalti. He could have said, I went to the mikvah, but instead he said, I'm not Tameh at all. So therefore he's Pater, because he has a good Migo. Ki Amar Nami Lonet Mesi. Therefore, if he says, I wasn't Tameh, Pater. Because the Ikal Meimer, he could have said, you could have interpreted his words, was me loaded to Mesi, I didn't become Tameh. The Kamar, it means, lo amanati b'tumasi. What the interpretation is, I didn't hold by my Tumah. I didn't retain a Tumah in that El Tavalti. I went to the mikveh already. So that's why the Migo is relevant if it's a Tumah Yeshana, an old Tameh, because he could have claimed I went to the mikveh. About Tumah Chadasha, brand new Tumah that he was unaware of, then he'd be Mechayev up against the two Edom. My time, what's the reason why it's chayiv if it's a tuma chadasha, if it's based on a migo? Dechiyamer nami tavalti, even if he said tavalti, I went to the mikvah, he's mechayiv. Because damri le'edim, edim say no, hasha nitmeis, we saw you become tamei right now. We watched you from the moment you became tamei until you entered the base of Migdash and you did not go to the mikvah, in which case the migo is not there anymore, so that's the suffix. So is the reason for the Rabbanan because of, do we have just greater nemanus for the person over the Edom, and therefore we trust them no matter Tumah Chadash or Tumah Yeshana, or it's predicated on a Migo, and only when the Migo is relevant do we trust him. When the Migo is not applicable, then we would not trust him, such as the case of Tumah Chadash. So what's the answer? So Gemara brings a brayso that seems to clearly say the answer, Tashma. Amar lo, I ate echanet mesa. Ate echad says, Ruvain became Tameh. Hu amar lo nit mesa, I didn't become Tameh. He's Pater. He's Pater because it's him against an ate echad. Yachal afilo shim shnaim. One might think if two people say you became Tameh, and he says, no, I wasn't Tameh. One might think we should trust the individual up against the Edom here as well. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Meir, kal v'chomer, im heviyu shnaim lemisa chamur. If two people could bring a person to the death penalty, lo yaviyu lidei karban hakel, could a person then not bring him to a lighter punishment such as a karban? Certainly he can. And therefore, two Edom are trusted over the one Ed. But chachamim omer, chacham respond back, and they say, no. Adam ne'eman al atzmo, yoseh mimeh ish. There you have it. That a person is trusted more than 100 other people, and that's the reason, not based on amigo, just simply based on the nemanis that we trust a person wants to achieve a kapara. If he in fact is chayiv, he wouldn't deny being chayiv the carbon. So shmamina, tamayu dirabanan, mishum d'amri adam, ne'eman al atzmo, yoseh mimeh ish. So here we have it very clear that the reason is based on nemanis, not based on amigo. But then the Gemara says, amri biyami liolam, really not true. Liolam taima d'rabbanan mishum d'amrin amigo. Really, it's based on amigo. V'hachi katani. The way the brayso above is meant to be understood is mitoch shim ratzel omar lo amati b'tumasi pater. Since we have amigo that he could have said, I didn't stand by my tuma, I went to the mikvah. Since he could have said that, once that amigo is relevant, so then we assume pater hilkach adam neman al yoser al atzma yoser mimeish. When there's amigo, we trust him over 100 people. But when there's not amigo, says Rabbi Ami, then we don't trust him over 100 people. And therefore, you can't bring a raya simply from the text that it says, Neman Adam Atzma Yosem Imeish. So then the Gemara says, Ihachiv, that's the case. And we're talking about this case here, that this machlokus by Tameh. So Hainu Chalev, isn't that the same exact case as the Mishnah? Meaning, how come we have to have two different dinim where Rabbi Meir and Chacham argue about a Chalev case, about Ian Chalev, and about a person Tameh goes into the base of Migdash? We could apply that to so many cases, the same exact machlokas. Why give multiple examples? Give one example, and we'll know all the other cases will be exactly the same. Why have a case of Chalev, and then a separate case of Tumah? And so the Gemara says, the same, one would have thought, maybe you could only make this suggestion, Achalti Chalev Kamataritz Dibur. When the guy says, I ate Chalev, so then you could always interpret the Chalev is you could reinterpret it, lo chalti shogeg elamezer. We could tweak his statement. That's tweakable, if you will. That's something we could edit. His statement, lo chalti chalev, means lo chalti b'shogeg elamezer. So that we understand by chalev, such a machlokus could exist. Aval nitmesa, when the guy was accused of being tame, who amar lo nitmesa, he says, I wasn't tame. Maybe that you cannot edit his text. You cannot edit his words, and you can't change it around. And maybe there even Chacham would agree to Rabbi Meir that you're chayv a karban. Kamash Malom, we have to teach in the Braisa Hachanami. Even by the case of Tuma, we could still edit his statement and say, Lo marati b'tumasi af aval tavalti. Fine. So then the Gemara quotes another Braisa. We're still trying to figure out whether or not the reason of Rabbanan is based on Nemanis, of the Adam Echad, or is it based on Amigo. So Tashma, the Gemara brings a Braisa, Vizvada, when a person is Tamei, and he enters into the base of Migdash, or he eats Kodshim, so he admits what he did wrong. Mode B'Dvarim, Chayv, if he admits he did something wrong, he has to bring a carbon. Ein Mode B'Dvarim, if he does not admit to doing anything wrong, then he's potter from bringing a carbon. So that's the individual. Now let's say a person accuses him of doing something wrong. Amalei Eid Echad Nitmesa, and Eid Echad says, Ruvain, I saw you become Tamei, and you entered into the base of Mikdash, you ate Kachim, Hu Amar Lo Nitmesi, I wasn't Tamei, and I entered into the base of Mikdash, I'm Pater. It's 1-8 against me, I'm Pater. Yachal, one might think, take it to the next level. Afil Shnai Machahishim, two people say he was Tamei, and he says, no, I wasn't Tamei. Maybe there as well, one would think he should be Pater from a carbon. So Amar Rebbe Meir, Im Hivyu Shnai Lideh Misa Chamura Lo Yiveu Lideh Carbon Hakal. So now we know Rabbi Meir Shita already that if two Eidim could bring a person to Misa, they could bring the death penalty upon the person. Certainly they could bring the Chiv carbon as well. So we trust the two Eidim that he was Tameh over the individual. But comes along Rabbi Yehuda, who has been masked under the name of Chachamim before this, the same exact Shita, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ne'man Adam al-Atzmo, Yoser Mimei Ish. We trust him more than 100 people. So the Gemara says there is yet a third opinion. Umo de Chachamim le Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda now. Bechalavim ubebias mikdash. When it comes to Israel eating chaylev, and when it comes to becoming Tamei, entering the base of mikdash, there I agree. I agree to you, Rabbi Yehuda, that we trust the one person. Ababa Tuma modelo. When it comes to a case of Tuma, there I do not agree. So which Tuma are we talking about here? Now, before I even explain what's going on here, the only reason why you could say you have a chilek, even in theory, whatever the reason is, it's only true if you say amigo. If you hold if it's about nemanis, then we should trust the person more than Meir Ish, more than any, no matter what the case is, whether it's chilek, whether it's Beis HaMikdash, whether it's Tumah, whatever it is, we should trust him. So according to this Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says we trust one person more than 100. And Chachamim, we're going to figure out a little bit more about his explanation in just a second. Chachamim, who have a chilek, sometimes yes, sometimes no. The only explanation of having a chilek is only if it's based on amigo. So here, the Chachamim are the ones that Chachamim mentioned earlier that must be based on amigo, not based on nemanis. Rabbi Yehuda is nemanis. Chachamim is about amigo. So Gemara wants to understand, what's the case of Tumah where Chachamim say we don't trust the one person up against the Edim? We trust the Edim over the person. Why? But Mayaskin, what's the case here? Ilema, going on Tamei Beis, if you're going to tell me, but Tumah Yishana, if it's talking about an old Tumah where they say, Reuven, we saw you became Tamei last week, and he says, no, I wasn't Tamei. So Maishna Chalavim Abias Mikdash Shemo Delei. So how come only by Chalev, by eating Chalev, and entering to the base of Mikdash, do Chacham agree that he's Potter? Dimratzi Yomar Mezid Aizid, because he could have said, I ate the Chalev B'Mezid. He could have said that I entered the base of Mikdash B'Mezid. So Tuma Yishana as well, Nami Mataritz, he could have said Dibur, he could have interpreted his words saying, Dimratzi Yomar, Lamati B'Tumasi El Tavalti. So the Migo is equally relevant to a case of entering the base of Mikdash, eating Chalev, and that he was Tamei. So it can't be talking about Tuma Yashana, because that even Chacham would agree that he's Pata from a carbon up against the two Eidim. So what's the case? It must therefore be referring to a Tuma Chadasha, and when there's a Tuma Chadasha, that's when Chacham say we don't trust the person up against the Eidim, because Eidim say, we saw you became Tamei now, and 2 seconds later you went to the base of Mikdash, so therefore you would be Chayav Karban in accordance with the two Eidim, and we see it's based on Amigo, not based on simple Nemanis. But comes along Ravina says no. Amr Ravina says, Liolam, really in reality, it's talking about Tumah Yishana, an old Tumah. So if it's an old Tumah, don't we have Amigo? How come we're trusting the Eidim over the person? The person could have said, you're right, that was Tameh, but about Tavalti. So he says, Kagon, it's a case of the Amri Le, where they accuse him, the Amri Le Edom, the Edom accuse him of Achalta Kodshim B'tumas Aguf, where they testified that you ate Kodshim while Tame. Now here there are two accusations. One is that he was Tame, and he ate the Kodshim, and one is that he was Matame the Kodshim as well. He ate the Kodshim, and he was Matame the Kodshim. So these are two different Yisurin, two different accusations. Vu Amar Lohun, he says back, Lodit Mesi, I wasn't Tame. The Hacha here, Lomatarz Dibura. In this particular case where there are two accusations, he cannot edit his statement. Why? The Lekha Lamemer, he can say, Lamati Batuma of Altavalti. He can't say, oh, when I said I didn't become Tame, that meant I'm not currently Tame and I went to the mikvah. That won't help in this case. My Amar Lahun, what's he going to say then? Tavalti Vachalti, I went to the mikvah and I ate the kachim. Well, Ki Amar Lahun Hachi, when he says this, it's Hachesh Le Dibura. Kama miyaba tumas mago. He's now refuting his own statement initially, what he had said, where he said he wasn't tame, and therefore, this is confusing. There's a long footnote here, and also there's a long footnote. Somehow, his statement, you're only able to really refute one of the statements, not both of the statements, and therefore, since this case, even though it's a tumah yishana, there are two. The two repercussions of his being Tame, one is that he's Metame the Negaim, and one is that he ate in the state of Tuma. Since you can't fix both of them, even by Tuma Yeshana, we would accept the Edim over the individual. But we see from all this, nonetheless, however, it is still predicated on Amigo, and that's the basis of the Shita of the Rabban. So Gemara now says, Amar of Nachman Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that we trust the individual over the Edom, regardless of what's going on, regardless of whether it's the Migo or not, we trust Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Adam Echad is Nemona Atmo Yosem Yimeish, because we trust that he really would want to bring the Kapara. And the fact that he says he's not bringing the Kapara, must be he's telling us the truth. So Amr of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Lo Amru Ella Beino Levinatmo Ulatmo. When Rabbi Yehuda says we trust the individual, that's only with respect to himself. But any time that might affect someone else, whatever that case might be, we can't trust him up against someone else. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says on the, here on Amr Beis, four narrow lines down, it says, Lo Amr Bihuda, Shuneman Vitahor, Ela Lachel Taros Beino Venasma. We only trust him for him to eat the Taros. Avalafnei Achem, in front of others, Lo Yocha, he shouldn't eat it, Dilma Asa Lezuzle Bitaros. I mean, everyone knows that two Edom accused Reuven of becoming Tame, and Reuven said, I wasn't. So now Reuven for himself, in the privacy of his own home, he's allowed to eat taros because we trust him. But to have him eat the taros in front of everyone else, where everyone knows that two Edom said he was Tamei, that we don't allow because it's going to just lead to a zilzul. We don't want to have any zilzulim, and therefore even though Me'ikar then we trust him, please just do it in a quiet way. Don't cause a whole big tumult here. Just eat it by yourself. The Gemara then says, Amrei Shlakish, Shlakish says, Modu Rabbi Meir Chacham, and Rabbi Meir agreed to Chacham, even though Rabbi Meir say we trust to aid him over the individual, there are instances where even Rabbi Meir will agree we trust the individual up against the aid him. When is that? Shim Amru Lo Shaim, if two people accuse an individual of Baal Teshivcha Charufa, your Baal Teshivcha Charufa, who Omar Lo Baalti, he says, no, I was not. He's Meman, why he trusted? As here in this case, there are factors that the Edom don't know. The Bayamarlun, if he wanted to say, Lo Gemarti Biyasi, I didn't complete the Biya, and therefore they can't contest that. For that reason, even Rabbi Meir would agree in this case, we trust him and he wouldn't be Chayv Karbon. Another example, Amr of Sheshis, Modi Rabbi Meir, another case where Rabbi Meir agrees we trust him over the two Edom, Modi Rabbi Meir Lachachamim, Bin Nazir Tameh. A Nazir who became Tamei, Shamulo Shnaim Nitmeisa, two say to a Nazir, you became Tamei, we saw you walk in the base kvaros. Hu Amar Lo Nitmeisa, Pater. He says he denies becoming Tamei, he's trusted. Why? Because the by Amar, if he wanted to say, Nisha'alti al Naziri, he could have said, I was Shoel of my Naziris, I went to a Chacham, and he undid my Naziris. He could have said that, and since he didn't say that, he says, no, I wasn't Tamei, you missaw, you didn't see correctly. So then we trust him as well. Even Rabbi Meir will agree. And a third example where Rabbi Meir agrees is Amar Abaye Modi Rabbi Meir L'chachamim Sheim Amru Lo Shnaim. If two people say, Yodea Tab Eidus Ploni, you know Eidus about Reuven. And he says, I swear I don't know a thing. Hu Amar Lo Yodati, I don't know a thing. He's parted from a carbon. by Amar, because he could always say, yes, I saw it happened. I observed the episode, but lo nishkaven to lead this. When I saw it, I wasn't having kavanah to be an aid. And one of the lachas are that one of the lachas is that you have to have kavanah when you see something. You have to be keep in mind that you want to testify on what you saw. And he says, yeah, you're right, I saw it, but I didn't have kavanah to give aidus, and therefore I don't have to testify, and I'm pater from a shuas aidus. Okay. Gemara now says, back to a whole other discussion, Amr, achal chaylev v'chaylev behel me'echad. A person eats chaylev, and he eats another piece of chaylev, and another piece of chaylev, all in one helam. One helam means one absence of the mind, that he didn't realize it was chaylev, or he didn't know chaylev was awesome in the Torah, and he ate multiple kezesim of chaylev. He's only chayv one carbon, because it's all under one forgetting. So maskev la Rabbi Zeira says, he asks, Amai einu chayv ela achados achas? Why is he chayv only once? He ate two zesim worth of chaylev. Isn't each kazayis of chaylev worthy of a separate carbon? So Amar Le Abai says, helamos muchulakos. You need helamos to divide them up. Meaning if he had eaten and he forgot chaylev was aser and ate it, then he remembered and then he forgot a second time, then you'd be chayv separate carbonos because you have helamos that are separating a mechal between carbonos. But if it's all under one rubric of forgetting, he had an absent-mindedness where he forgot for a period of 24 hours that chayv was aser, and he ate over and over again, that's all one helam, he's only chayv one carbon, hacha helam echad hu dika, and therefore only one carbon. Others ask it in a slightly different way. Time of the helam achas only is chayv only once because it's all under one helam. Let's say it was under two moments of forgetting, then he'd be chayv shtayim. Why is he chayv shtayim? Shem chayv echadu. It's one chayv. When you violate one iser over and over again, it's only one chata. So how come two halamos are going to be chayv two chatos? It's all the same iser chayv. And Amar Le Abai teaches the din, halamos and mechulakim. A halam could be mechalik, even though it's one iser, even though it's the same shem iser of chayv, if they're two different moments of he remembered and forgot, that itself is going to generate two separate carbonos, even though it's one iser chaylev. Gemara then says, achal chaylev adam pigel v'nosar. The guy eats chaylev, he eats dam, he eats pigel, he eats nosar, all under one helam. He forgot that they were all aser, he's chayv separate carbonos, because even though it's under one helam, it is they are different shemos isurim. So we're learning now there are different ways why a person would be chayv a carbon, separate carbonos, either because they're two different isurim, or because it's different helamos, they're different moments of forgetting. So we learn from here that even though it's one helam, since they're different isurim, that's also going to generate separate carbonos. So the Gemara says, mimin echad chayv. Pshita. So if it's all from one min, so if it's all the same type, so then you're chayv only one chatas. If it's from two different minim, two different types, then you're chayv shechatos. So Gemara says pshita. Of course, if it's the same iser, the Mishnah goes on to say, if I eat half a zayis of chaylev and eat another half a zayis of chaylev under one helam, I'm chayv one achas, one chatas rather, because it's all minachar. That's obvious. If it's one min, we of course are mitzarif them. So Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says Mishuma Bartutini. The case where I ate chaylev, but two different flavors, two different styles of cooking. And I'll leave with Rabbi Shua D'Amar. We saw this, we're going to see more about him later on, in a few days from today, that he says, tamchuyim mechulakim, that if a person eats one iser in different seasonings, in different ways of cooking, so then you chayv multiple chataos. So one would have thought, ma'al d'seima, ki amar Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says his din, that tamchuyim are mechulakim, lo shal kula, lo shal lechumra. It doesn't make a difference whether it's lechumra. I mean, if you ate five chaylev, kezesim of chaylev in different ways, one was roasted, one was cooked, one was, I don't know, smoked, those are all five different chatos. That's lechumra. And he would perhaps should say the same thing, lekula, to get you off the hook. What's the kula? If I ate half a kezais of chaylev, and another half a kezais of chaylev, and they're all the same flavor, that's certainly chayv. You could combine the two. But let's say I ate a half a kezais of roasted chaylev and half a kezais of steamed chaylev. There maybe you should say tamchoy mechulakim, and they're separate half kezaisim of chaylev, and you shouldn't combine them according to Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, Rabbi Yeshua says it works both lechomer and lekula. Lechomer is if you eat multiple kezaisim, you're chayv separate karbanos, and if you eat half a kezaisim separately, you don't combine the two, and it should be cool. You shouldn't be chayv a karban. Kamash Malam, the Gemara tells us no. the chayiv, your chayiv a carbon. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua says a statement alma l'chumrama. He only says tam chumrama mechulakim in order to create as a chumra to create more carbonos that a kazayis have roasted, a kazayis have smoked, a kazayis have steamed. They're all separate carbonos. Aval l'kula l'amar, but l'kula doesn't say it to give make you let you off the hook to say that each half a kazayis as a separate flavor, that won't be combined. That's a kula, that he doesn't say. He will say, tamchuyim eina mechulakim, they don't separate it when it comes to kula, and you combine the two half kazesim to be mechayev carbon. Ikadami, others say that this statement is ala seifa. This statement of Rish Lakish on the seifa, which means what? The seifa, the Mishnah said, the person eats two half kazesim, mishne minim pater. From two different types, you can't combine. So the simple reading is half a kazais of chaylev and half a kazais of dam, they're completely two different isurim, those you cannot combine. They're pater. So that's pshita, of course they're pater. How could you combine a half a kazais of dam with a half a kazais of chaylev? So the Gemara says, no, Am Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutini, that is talking about Kigon Sha'achlu B'Shnei Tamchum, where you ate them in two different flavors, meaning you ate chaylev that was roasted and chaylev that was cooked. Aliba the Rishud Amar Tamchuyim Mechulakim, that the different flavors and seasoning separate them. The Amal the same, what would you have thought? Ki Amar Rabbi Shur, and Rabbi Shur says it's only L'chumr Amar, in order to create chumrs, to create more carbonos, that each one's considered separate. But perhaps L'kula Lo Amar, as a leniency, he doesn't say it. Meaning, what's a leniency? Maybe half a kazayis roasted of chaylev, half a kazayis cooked of chaylev, maybe since it's a kula, we don't say the flavors separate. We say you can combine them, because he's always L'chumr, that's what the Havamina is. So Kamash Lam from the Mishnah, that Mishnei Minim, if they're two different Tamchuyim, it's Pater. My Shnei Minim, what's two Minim? It must be Mimin Echad Hu. It's two, it's the same Min. But my Kari Le Shnei Minim, why they call it two Minim? Mishum De'achlu B'Shnei Tamchuyim, because you ate them in two different seasonings. Katani, Pater. Alma, so we see from this, Lo Shana Kula, Lo Shana Chumra, Kamer Bishua. According to this Ikad Amri, he says a statement of Tamchuyim and Mechulakim across the board, whether or not it's going to be a Chumra or even a Kula, Rabbi Yeshua says is Din. So Gemara says, the Seifa, Mi Seifa, from the Seifa of the Mishnah, where it says Shnei Minim, we said, Minachadu Shnei Tamchuyim, that's really one Min, but two different flavors, two different Tamchuyim. Reisha, where it used the word Minachad, we said it's Minachad and Tamchuyachad. Now that we established the Seifa as a case of one Min, but two different Tamchuyim, when the Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah says it's a Minachad, that's Minachad, it means Minachad and Tamchuyachad. Pshita. So now going back to the Reisha is unnecessary. Because we're learning from the Reisha, if you eat a half gazayis of chaylev and half gazayis of chaylev, and it's all min echad, it's all the same type, and it's all the same tamchoy, you could combine the two. And that's obvious, of course you can. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Ravina. Ravina says it's not so obvious. Because kigon, it's a special case, shehayisalo yediyah bein time, where you had a yediyah in between. I mean, let's say I ate a half gazayis, I forgot chaylev was usher. So now I ate a half a gazayis of chaylev, and now 5 seconds later I ate another half a gazayis of chaylev. Of course you combine the two. But let's say in the morning I ate a half a kazayis. I forgot chaylev was aser. And then midday I remember it was aser. And then I forgot it again by the afternoon. I ate another half a kazayis. So can you combine the two half kazayisim if it was interrupted with the yediyah? In other words, you're done in two shtei halamos. Halamos is where you forget it. Yediyah is where you remember it. So yediyah, having an awareness, separates two different halamos. So here the case is I had a yediyah between the two half kazayisim of chaylev. So Valiba the Rabbi Gamliel, the Damar Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, he says that Yediyah does not create a Chatzi Shir, meaning what? He holds, if you eat a half a gazayis, and the Yediyah in between, and then another half a gazayis, you would combine the two. And that's where the Chiddush Shir of the Mishnah is. It's not Stam eating a half a gazayis and half a gazayis. It's half a gazayis with the Yediyah ben Tayim, and then another half a gazayis. The Chiddush is that we hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that in fact you do combine the two half gazayisim. The Tzan, the Mishnah tells us, Masech HaShabbos Daf Kuf Heyam and Aleph, HaKosev Shtei Osias B'Shtei Halamos. A person writes two letters with two halamos. He wrote one letter, remembered the Shabbos, forgot again, wrote another letter. So the two different halamos. So what's the din? So he says, Gemara, Mishnah says further, that achas b'shachar, achas b'arvis, one in the morning, one in the evening, Rabbi Gamliel Mechayiv, because he says you don't break up the two, where the Chacham Om Potim, they say you're Potter. The Rabbi Gamliel Savar, ein yediyah l'chatzi shir, a yediyah does not split up a half a shir, and Rabbi Banan Savar, no, yesh yediyah l'chatzi shir, you can. And therefore, if there was a yediyah in between each half a shir, according to the Rabbanan, you're Potter, by Ksiva, so too you be Kapater,
by the eating of the chalev. But our Mishnah here, Maseches Krisos, assumes like Rabbi Gamliel, where Yediyah does not divide the two, and therefore you can combine the two. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now in the bottom of Yud Beis and Reb Beis here, that kama yishe ba'ochlin, how much does a person have to eat half a gezeizim in order to be considered a chayv achil achas? Meaning the guy eats in the morning half a gezeiz, and 8 hours later another half a gezeiz. Is that enough time to combine the two? How do you create a shear of a gezeiz? And this is, of course, a very important and well-known Mishnah in terms of the shear of achilas pras. So the Mishnah explains, kila ochel klayas. So the first opinion of the Mishnah is Divrei Rabbi Meir, like a guy eats, corn, popcorn, or kernels of barley all day long, or wheat all day long. It takes a while, a guy just popping seeds all day long, which sounds like a very long period of time. You could combine two afkadesim over a long period of time. Chachamim omrim no. Ad sheyisha b'tchila v'adsof k'dei achilas pras. Has to be where a person, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a kikar, which is around 4 kibetim, which is anywhere between like 3 and 9 minutes, that's the time period you have to eat half kibetim within that time frame. If it's longer than that time frame, you cannot combine the two. That's when you're chayiv according to Chachamim. The Mishnah then says, not only when it comes to eating chaylev and half a kadesim, but achal ochlim atameim, vishasim ashkim atameim, a person eats a certain amount of food in a certain period of time. If it's tameh, if a guy has a small piece of tumah, kolshu, of food, he doesn't become tameh, if it seems they won't be possible from eating chuma, but if he eats a certain shear, kadeh achias pras, then he will become tameh for eating chuma. And shas revias yayin v'nichnas lemikdash v'shaha kadeh achias pras, chayev. So the din is, let's say a guy drank a revius of wine and he enters the base of Mikdash, he's chayev misa, the Gemara, the pasuk says. So, but he has to, where he drank the wine in the period of time of kedei achilas pras. So the guy had a revius yayin, he was sipping all day long over 24 hours, that's not a revius yayin. You have to have a revius yayin within 3 to 9 minutes in order to be shasu yayin, which is considered drunk, and then if the guy enters into the base of Mikdash, then he's chayev. Comes along the end of the Mishnah telling us that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, in Pasuk Ba, let's say while drinking the Revius Yain, he interrupts. He doesn't do it in one shot. He drinks, pauses, and drinks. Oh, im nasin b'mayim, or if he dilutes it, kosher, dilutes the Revius wine just a little bit, that's Pater. So when it comes to Shisui Yain, there are two ways actually to avoid this Isser. One is either not to gulp it in one shot, and then that will be Pater, or to dilute the wine slightly, that will also avoid the Isser of entering into the base of Mikdash while being drunk. So Gemara now wants to understand the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah that what's the shear of the eating of combining two half kazesim? It's the shear of a person who eats keachilas klayos, like a guy who eats kernels all day long. So Ibayilu asks the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, l'chumer kamar o l'kula kamar? Is Rabbi Meir machmir or l'kula? What's the tutsdalim? Do we say Rabbi Meir's l'chumer kamar? V'achi katani, what's the chumer? Kilo ocha klayos da'afilu kuliyoma. If the guy's eating all day long, like a guy pops his, sunflower seeds all day long, so it's all one long eating. Even though he starts off the sunflower seeds in the morning, and he finishes them 12 hours later, came to mashka achilasa, since his eating, his snacking lasts for so long, it's mechayiv, he's chayiv. And therefore, he's more machmir. It's a 12-hour time frame where you can eat a half gezeis throughout 12 hours. And Amar le Rabban respond back, no. Da'ad yisha b'chdei achias pras du'chayiv. Yos m'chdei achias pras pater. No. It's only a very small window between 3 and 9 minutes. But more than that, you're a pater. So in this tzad, Rabbi Meir is machmir. That's we allow to combine half gezeis in much larger period of time. Oh, Dilma, perhaps Lakula comment. Maybe Rabbi Meir's Lakula. What's Lakula? Tachi katan. He means kilu ochel klayos, not in terms of timing, but in terms of interruptions. That a person eats klayos, you're constantly eating the sunflower seeds, you're constantly eating the kernels of wheat. A person's eating and stuffing his face, he's not stopping at all. So about the ifsik beno beno, but if the guy pauses, even though it was less than 3 minutes, but he took a pause, whatever that pause is defined, therefore he's pater, and Amr le Rabban, Rabban say back, no, came in mitchilav ad sof, as long as the beginning to the end was 3 to 9 minutes, even though he paused for 3 minutes in between, let's say, if the whole thing was 9 minutes, that's k'dei achilas pras. Where Mary says, no, if you pause even for, 30 seconds, that's mafsik between the achilas, and therefore you cannot combine it. So what is the understanding of Rabbi Meir? Is he machmir, that all day long, or it's a mekel that's referring to interruptions? And the Gemara brings a brisa, tashma. Chachamim Omrim Ad Sheyish. The Mishnah says itself Ad Sheyish Bechle Achilas Pras Mitchilivat of Ad. What does Ad mean? So Gemara explains Iam Mitz Bishma Rabbi Meir Lechumra. If he's Lechumra that you have all day long, 24 hours, is like eating sunflower seeds. It's all combined. They say no. Ad means it's limitation. Ad means that until the Chle Achilas Pras. So since the text of the Mishnah is Ad, that tells us that Chachamim are more makel than Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir is machmir in terms of how long it lasts for. But Ella, if you're going to suggest the other way, Iyamrit Rabbi Meir is lakula, so Chachamim omrim imsha mibar leit. It shouldn't say Ad, it should say imsha, if they wait this period of time, and El Av Shma Mina must be, we can conclude that Rabbi Meir lukumra Shma Mina. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow.